I'm ready to party.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Tuesday's podcast.
Howdy ho.
Hi.
Thank you, Charlie.
What, the 54 minutes of work you've done today is really taking it out of you?
I was just like dragging it out.
All right. Well, here's today's show. Hopefully it's better quality than this.
Those Two Girls.
Woo! Good morning, all. And a very sincere good luck to the students of Australia in years 3, 5, 7, and 9 who are sitting NAPLAN in a matter of hours, Sarah.
Yes. Well, this is the first round for my family because my eldest daughter's in grade 3. So,
ooh, is she nervy?
Yeah, she has been actually.
Really?
She's been like, Mum, it's a really big test and I feel a bit nervous. I said, Darl, you're going to be doing tests and assignments throughout the rest of your life.
Yep,
it's absolutely nothing to worry about. You know,
that's it.
Your teacher's done a good job. You'll be right.
That's right. You know what I reckon we should do? I reckon as empaths, people who feel what other people feel, I reckon you and I should sit a NAPLAN test and see how we go.
Are you an empath?
Well, I don't know. It just sounds cool. I've heard so many people say that, like I'm an empath, and I just wanted to see how it felt coming out of my mouth.
As middle-aged women, do you want me to give you the real test? And make you do the online version versus the paper version. Because there's people doing it on laptops this year.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, how can people be panicking about it being online? I mean, this is 2019. Everything is online.
Yeah,
just get
so
with the program.
Also save the bloody environment. Yep.
Oh, here we losers. Go. Here's the empath.
Yeah,
losers.
No, let's do it. Let's you and I sit a NAPLAN test. We won't go for the year 9 test. We'll do the year 7 test.
Oh, okay.
No. We'll do the year 7 test because I feel like that's where we were at peak intellect. I was the school captain in year 7, so I feel it was a good year for me.
Oh, you're going back to glory years. Okay.
I'm going back to glory years. Let's do it, and then we'll put, I don't know, we'll do it later today, and then we'll announce the results.
Oh, God, you rope us into the funnest things, Lise.
I think it's like 3 hours worth of testing, so strap yourself in.
Okay. You guys are sitting a NAPLAN test today with the school students. Great.
Yeah, with no plan. Thanks, Lise.
Well, you know, that's what makes us, Sarah. We're empaths.
Let's talk engagement rings. Okay, it's a very special time of your life when you receive an engagement ring. Perhaps involved in choosing it yourself. Perhaps someone has surprised you with it. But for most people, it's a bit of a thrill to see a little bit of bling on the ring finger.
That's
isn't
right.
It?
Left hand, second finger from the pinky. Yeah, that's where it is, isn't it? But I just remember those days prior to being proposed to. Thanks, I remember just going, imagine that day when I looked down, because I don't wear jewellery. Very, very, I'm just not, but I was just like, when there's a big rock on that finger, happy days.
Yeah. Well.
It's very exciting.
Well, spare a thought for a lady who's received an engagement ring from her boyfriend of a different kind.
Okay.
Now, this ring, she announced, is a placeholder until her more intricately woven band is finished.
Okay, so he didn't have
no. So he's
a
done a
ring,
placeholder.
So this is just like, until we get that sorted, mm-hmm. Here's what I'm presenting
That's
you
right.
with.
That's right. And a lot of couples tend to just, you know, like you might get a cubic zirconia.
Right.
Until you get the real
or
thing.
Or just a simple mm-hmm. band, just mm-hmm. a gold thin band.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So what he has done is presented her with an engagement ring made from his own hair.
What?
Yes, that's right. There's a photo that she's posted of hundreds
Ugh.
Of strands of his hair wrapped Ugh. In a higgledy-piggledy fashion
so
around her ring finger. It dead set looks
it's
like
so
he's
gross.
Gone to the shower.
Yep.
And he's gone to the plug hole.
Yeah, it's
and he's just
drain.
Reefed up
it's exactly
an entire
that.
Chunk
Wad.
Of wet hair
oh,
and wrapped it around
you know
her
what?
Finger.
I'm going to put it on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah because you guys have to see this. It's just abysmal.
Like, I mean, if Dane had presented you, Lise, with a ton of his hair.
I just think what an odd thing to do. I would rather like Dane have picked up like a twig or like a little daisy chain from the garden.
Well,
like there's so
he
many
did it,
other.
This bloke didn't even plait it. Like, at least if you're going to give it, you'd plait it, right?
Even that is
something
weird.
With it.
Are they like goths or something? Or are they like, you know, are they into weird sort of, I don't know. To me, it's like, it would be a hard no for me. Yeah. I'd decline the proposal.
I mean,
at that point. And it's not because there's no bling. It's the fact that it's a strange choice. It screams that something's not right with this human.
I mean, talking about all this does remind me of the story of you with your engagement ring.
What story?
Well, remember when you'd moved to France?
Yeah.
And you were waiting for Dane to propose?
Yeah.
And you'd basically given him an ultimatum and said you were going to go off and be a flight attendant for sheikhs on a plane. Unless he proposed.
That makes it sound like it's like snakes. Sarah, that was a real job offer. Someone said, come and be a private air hostess for like...
Dancer?
No! Oh, shut up. I resent that. No, it was a private... What do you call it? A charter.
Yeah.
Those private
like
charters.
First class flight attendants.
That's right. And I was had to be based in London. I can talk to... I can call the person who offered me the job. It's not... Yeah. You can turn that bloody music off, Scott.
Do they still work for Mile High flight attendants or is it changed?
You know what? I'm going to call HR.
Hadn't you said to Dane... Unless there's a ring very soon, I'm taking that job. I'm going
to be
with the Arabs in the sky, flying around, going to all the exotic places in the world
that
and looking after Arabian princes.
Arabian sheikhs, yeah.
Yes.
Sheikhs.
Not a sheik.
They are sheik, though. Well, yeah, I said, how do you feel about a long-distance relationship / no relationship?
Here we go. Little did you know that the big
Poor
old
thing.
Diamond was en route
Sarah, it's
with
because
your
I
grandma
had given up
coming
my,
over it's to see you.
It's because I got a fright. I'd given up my entire life, my job, my friends, my family, to move countries with this man who wasn't even a fiancé. And I thought, oh, my God, what have I done here? I've got an exit stage left. I've got to abort. I'm not doing this without being an official wife.
Well, I wonder if this is where old mate ended up giving his girlfriend just a loop of hair, being, you know, maybe that's what Dane should have done. Here, take my hair. Here, we're engaged.
No, I bet you that woman's probably considering a career as a flight attendant right now. Horrific. She deserves better.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
All right, let's do this.
Well, this is, it's the great debate in my eyes. It's the debate that's going to divide the nation. A few days ago, I received a very interesting message to my personal Instagram, not even to the Those Two Girls Instagram. It's from one of our loyal listeners. I won't say his name because I respect people's privacy. Also, I love him dearly. He's my type of person. He said, hey, Lees, just out of nowhere, Sarah seems like a cat person. He must have just been going about his business, going, you know what, I've invested in these girls. I reckon Sarah's a cat person. So I said, right. I said, what makes you think that about Sarah? Like what are the characteristics of a cat person that you think Sarah matches? And he said, well, you seem more outdoors, which matches up with a dog person. Sarah seems more indoors, like sitting on a fine chair with a glass of wine, stroking a cat at night, watching maths.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Never have I heard or read such an accurate depiction of someone.
Yes.
That is actually Sarah's
life. Basically
Dr.
Evil in a wig. That's how I live my life with my cat in my lounge room.
As it turns out, this loyal listener then went through Sarah's personal Instagram and located a photograph of Sarah with a cat, further cementing his
and just
theory
said,
that she was, in fact, a cat person.
Said, lol, you are a cat person. I was like, Lise, what the hell is this about? Do you know what this is about? And Lise said, I do know what this is about. You're a cat person, I'm a dog person,
That's
and never
right.
the twain shall meet.
And I think this is the start of something great because I think there are very different characteristics to mark both types of people here.
Yeah.
And on 131060, I would like our listeners to chime in with what makes a cat person versus what makes a dog person.
Yeah because I like any cat, but dogs, I am very fussy with the kind of dogs that I like.
You like any cat?
Any cat. Yep.
Okay.
Any cat. Don't have a problem. We'll pat any cat. But dogs, no.
Do you know what I define the line between the cat person and the dog person is how the two of them greet you when you get home. So, like, you get home to a dog, no matter what. It's like, oh, my gosh, you're back. It's so good to see you. I've been waiting for you.
Yeah,
what have you been up to?
Yeah.
You get home and a cat's like, you're late.
Yeah, but that's what I'm like as a person too. If Wills gets home, you're late. Yeah, see? It's and you know, like, cat people.
Lucky.
Cat people never take photos of themselves kissing their dog on the lips.
Yeah, but that, not
people
ever,
do that.
I
dog people
that.
Do that.
No, not every dog person kisses their dogs on the lip.
And
I am a dog
person do,
through
they?
And through.
But you can see a lot of them do.
Well, I...
Disgusting.
So beautiful. Why do cats have an obsession? This is a weird thing to ask, but it's true. Why do cats have an obsession with showing their owners their bottom? They always turn around.
It's an arrogance. Have you been on Instagram lately? A lot of people are doing the same thing. Cats would have Instagram accounts and they'd use a peach emoji if they could.
They really could.
Yeah. All right, let's open the phones. 13 10 60.
What makes a cat person? What makes a dog person? You can relate it back to Sarah. Sarah disliking physical affection, Sarah being arrogant, Sarah being disinterested, or
Sarah,
you can relate it to
bum.
Me, the dog person, friendly, affectionate, enthusiastic, outdoorsy.
I know, but your dog hates you.
Yeah, you're a bit like your
own dog.
But
we're not talking about my dog. We're talking about dog people versus cat people. Here come the phone calls. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Our producers will answer you. Let's talk about it after this music. Let's talk about it after this ditty. Play
like,
it, Scott.
Dog
Jesus.
People get angrier a lot quicker than cat people.
13, 10, 60.
Ring, ring.
What makes
Here
a dog person?
Calls.
What makes a cat person?
Elias on 13, 10, 60. What makes a cat person? What makes a dog person?
Good morning, girls.
Morning.
Cat people are more introverts. Like, they want to come home. They want to walk around the house and face the cat and you know, give it affection, and the cat doesn't want affection. And a dog person, you know, is more outgoing, wants to go out, throw the ball with the dog, get out to the park, things like that. You know, complete opposite. Plus, you know, a dog is unconditional love. Like, I've had both pets. You know, you could say I was bipetual. unconditional love from a dog, you just can't get. And, like, I can prove it. Like, I can put my dog and my wife in the trunk, and an hour later, my dog will be the only one excited to see me.
Oh, God. Eliza, I really hope that's just a hypothetical situation that you've said there. Yeah, look, I'm still not convinced. I just, like, cats, you just know where you're at with a cat.
Is it
at all
because,
times.
You know, also, as a mother of daughters, Sarah, you like things to be quiet and chaos-free.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do well
That's
in
true.
Loud environments. Maybe there's something there as well.
I just think I'm a very specific dog person. Like, it's a German Shepherd, or I like your dog, Lise. I do. I like Minnie.
But this is what this is really
but
about.
I'm not,
I just want to know
just,
if Sarah likes my dog.
Yeah. That's so fair.
But
isn't it?
Any cat will roll over and let you pat its stomach and then attack you. You know that's going to happen with a cat.
I don't like that.
I do.
I don't like that at all. I like to pat an animal.
You push the boundaries. You want a little tickle, little tickle.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so you're living life on the edge, actually,
yes.
Being a cat owner. Okay, yeah, all right. I see that.
So there you go. I am a cat person, loud and proud.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Do you remember the time when your dog ate a paddle pop stick?
Yes, I do, clearly.
Do you also remember the time you brought your dog into work and it did the biggest poo outside the boss's desk? Cats don't do that.
What's your point?
A new chap snack.
Snapchat filter. Sorry. A new Snapchat filter is letting people see what they would look like as a different gender. Sarah, it's taking the internet by storm.
Absolutely. You've been living under a rock if
yes.
you haven't seen everyone you know looking like the opposite sex.
That's right. It allows users to get a glimpse of what they would look like as a dude or as a chick.
That's right. And the thing is, everyone rates themselves looking like the opposite gender to them.
You either like it or you'll find it very disturbing.
I think everyone loves it. That's why they're posting photos of themselves and they're like, yeah, I'd do me. And right?
Sarah,
but somebody,
your mouth
well,
out
but
with
this is what people
shivers.
Have saying on my feed, right?
Really?
Yes, yes.
What kind
and
of
so
people
someone,
do you mix with?
Somebody even tested it to, well, the ultimate
platform
of Tinder, a guy, 20-year-old bloke called Jake, who put the filter on himself and thought, yes, I look all right.
As
I
a
look
girl.
Sweet as. So he uploaded a fake Tinder profile as Jess, his female alter ego, just to prove that he thought he was a bit all right. Sure enough, he got 1,600 likes, 400 messages in a matter of hours. Now, Lise, you and I aren't on Snapchat, so we were getting really annoyed at seeing all this stuff flooding our Insta pages. So we thought, all right, this morning, our producer Raz says, how about you girls have a crack? And we did. And I've got to say... We look all right.
Would you date me?
I wouldn't date you. I'd date me, though. Definitely.
I think that's the definition of a narcissist, but okay.
But this is what the filter does, right?
Yeah.
It makes you see yourself.
Our photos are up on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah. I feel that I do look like a professional soccer player.
No, Lise looks like the kind of person who's going through your Instagram account and liking all your bikini
and
photos.
And sliding into your DMs. And
we did like
Scott
a bit of a creep.
Too. And Scott.
Scott, you're
you are
magnificent.
A very pretty yeah. lady.
You seem so sweet.
I am.
And you seem like you'd be a good time.
I am very sweet. But the moment you walk out of the room, I'll tell everyone what I don't like about you. That's how I look.
Jump onto our Insta stories because if you want to know what a goalkeeper from Real Madrid looks like, it's Lise as a bloke.
Sarah, you look like you own a bookshop in like downtown San Fran.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I really,
you
would.
Do look good though. You look interesting. Like, you know, like you have character.
Okay, that's an offensive thing to say about somebody.
Good fun, guys. Good times.
You definitely have a top knot, Lise. There is no question.
Oh, you think I have
knot.
A man bun?
Oh, absolutely.
You think I would do the man bun? Yeah,
oh,
maybe.
For sure.
Maybe.
All right. Well, at Lise and Sarah is where you'll see the photos. They're up there right now on Instagram.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Why won't you let us take a photo of you on the Snapchat filter, Aaron, and see what you look like as a
lady?
We'll
get there. We'll get there.
I think Aaron will be a very pretty lady.
Me too.
That's my concern.
Come on.
Just a little too appealing.
Yeah, and you'd be Alicia.
What?
Alicia, that's your name. As a girl.
I think Annabelle. He's an Annabelle.
Could be an Annabelle.
Yeah, he'd be an Annabelle.
Oh, he likes the name Annabelle, doesn't he?
Sarah. Guys,
what? It's just a
stop.
Name. It's just a name.
What's in a name?
I'll come to your defense, Aaron. Don't worry. I don't like these.
With all of your energy as well, apparently. I'll
yeah,
come.
Annabelle
I'll
was
come.
On my girls list of girls'
I'll
names
come,
that I considered. It's a beautiful name.
I'll come. What's that word? To your defense. Whoever's over there. That's everything we're getting from Lise in today's podcast.
Oh, no, she's on her phone now. And what
I'm just looking at a check linen mini dress.
I reckon if we went to what she's doing right now, it'd be like Google radio
what
jobs.
What Lise seems to forget is that the podcast is an ongoing continuation of work, but for
is
her
it?
It's like, well, pen's down, screen up.
It's
what
a bit
can
like
I
what I said at the start
online?
Of the podcast.
What?
She's already done 54 minutes. Like, how on earth can we expect her to put another 3 in for the day? I get it. It's unfair. It's not right.
Yeah, we've got a NAPLAN test to do, if you recall.
You're
see who's a smarter 12-year-old.
Is your daughter doing it online or are they
online? Yeah.
How exciting.
So do they each get an iPad or something?
Yeah, I think they've got the computer resources at school that they do it. But I seem to recall that there was concern over from parents about moving it online or what have you. Oh, whatever.
Aren't parents
these kids?
Why?
These kids. Well, because
our planet is dying. Like,
it's not.
Well, take your paper.
Okay,
shove
hang
it.
On. We know. Oh, we know you're a massive greenie at the moment, but
at the moment,
it's not even about that. It's about these kids have grown up in a digital world. We are the ones.
Parents are the worst. Like, butt out.
Yeah. So
go on. Like, butt out and have your own life. Why do you care so much?
Had an idea. Aaron, I'll work with you on this. I don't know if we'll bring it on air or just keep it in the podcast, Let's do one of those environmental footprint tests and see how environmentally friendly Lee's actually is when it comes to not just yelling abuse about parents at online tests.
I know, because she is.
What do you mean? I've bought like beeswax.
That's what I mean.
Cling
so
wrap,
because
guys,
she's instead because Lee's is no longer using cling wrap and has bought reusable food covers.
Oh, she's now a modern day Al Gore.
I have not consumed any beverage in any receptacle other than a reusable cup. So step off.
For 10 days.
You know what?
We're going to get like an email around the radio station that'll be like, everyone, Lee's car law has a very important presentation in the backstage area. And she'll be like,
yeah, you can laugh 20, all you want.
2035. This is what the planet will look like.
The bees are dead. There's no pollen.
You know what?
I took all their wax.
I suggest, you know, laugh it up, but I suggest none of you have children because they will not be able to have children. We'll all be dead. Okay? There you go. No insects, no bees, no bloody orangutans, nothing. No green. No beeswax. No, nothing. Huge tidal waves. New York's going underwater. 2 billion people are dying in about 10 years. So.
Oh my God. We all agree. We all agree with climate change.
The Himalayans are dead. Please. That's it. All that ice is melting. It's killing everyone. So don't have children, Scott. Don't think about it.
Then don't be
afraid. They're not going to survive past. And Maxie's probably not going to make his 85th birthday. That's the reality.
Is that environment related? Or?
Absolutely.
Or is it because he runs around the backyard with a knife?
With a machete.
Yeah.
No, it's environmental.
It's definitely mental, that's for sure.
It's true. Whatever. Laugh it up. I'll be dead, but my poor children will have to survive some sort of f***ing apocalypse. Okay, so I better prepare them with their machetes. There's a reason for it. They'll be able to, like, fight off some bloody vigilantes that are still using plastic. What?
Okay. So, at some point this week, we're going to do a little environmental test and see if everything Lee's just ranted about
is accurate to her.
All of what Lee said.
It's actually true.
Is a theory.
It's not a theory, Sarah. For the love of God, you are the problem. These people who say well, laugh it up. Okay, good luck to you all. You're never going to have... Don't. It is. You are the problem.
Lee's, I agree with climate change.
At the moment,
change.
They are theories.
No, Sarah's
why...
the type of person who's like, climate change is a real thing.
No, hold on. I did not say that
because,
at all.
Because they're
at
more
the moment,
concerned with how much their shares are going to get
making,
taxed.
That's why people are making changes now, because that's the theories of what's going to happen if the
it's
world doesn't change.
It's not a theory, change. Sarah. We have 12 years to change it. If we don't change it in 12 years, we're all dead. People who are voting, who are worried about taxes, don't be worried about that because you're dying. You're going to be dead. Your children won't have anything to say. So you shouldn't be voting based on what your shares are going to get taxed. That's not going to count for shit.
I don't have shares. I don't know.
Yeah, well, if you did, you shouldn't be concerned about what you tax or what, like, be concerned about our survival.
Election Saturday, we're all voting.
I've already voted.
We're all voting United Australia Party, aren't we? Clive Palmer's party.
For sure.
Like, definitely together not. As a team, right? That's what we're doing.
I voted yesterday.
Okay.
The thing
that's
is,
good.
Someone wrote to us the other day. I did a feel about why Lee's is so angry. And someone wrote, because she's a lefty. And I've never seen Lee's shittier. She was like, I am not a lefty.
I'm not a lefty. There's certain subjects that I will have certain views about,
which
but not
is great.
Every lefty
I've
view.
Got to go back to the original
Far
point. We are going to do an audit of Lisa's life and see how environmentally friendly she is or if she just likes
I'm
a good
not
moral high
to
ground.
Be perfect. I've got a lot of work to do.
Is that the sound of a truck reversing?
No, I have a lot of work to do. I have a lot.
But it starts with beeswax, and that's what the change Lisa's made.
You know what? So, I'll be able to wax my legs with the residual beeswax.
What? This is why the bees are dying, because you're stealing their wax for your legs, for your hairy legs.
It's called reuse, recycle.
All right, gotta go, bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.